Hello, and thank you for joining us for yet another episode of That Solo Life, the podcast about PR pros and marketers who work for themselves. My name is Michelle Kane, and my company is Voice Matters. I am here, as always, with the wonderful head honcho of Solo PR Pro, Karen Swim. Hi, Karen. How are you doing today?
Hello, Michelle. I am doing well. How are you?
I am good. Are we really? I don't know.
Everybody says that we're fine. So I'm fine.
Yeah, exactly. Does that sound familiar to our listeners? We just kind of want to bring you a bit of a stress break with this episode because, let's face it, pandemic's still here. School year is approaching. Who knows what that's going to bring? Testing? Vaccines? I don't know. Should I go on my vacation? What's a vacation? That's kind of where our heads have been lately, and I'm sure yours as well. So we thought we'd just spend a little bit of time bringing you some levity and just thinking of, you know, silly ways that we kind of take our minds off of things, because you have to. You can't bore down into this on top of getting your work done and maintaining a household and all that other good stuff. It's so important, in fact, even good for you, to indulge in some laughter and relaxation, right?
Absolutely. I completely agree with you. And, you know, it's interesting because this week, more than ever, what I have really tuned into is, you know, emotions are running so high. And so as you're dealing with people, it's really important to look past the emotions and the stress that they might be emitting and sort of find that calm place where you're responding to an issue, a question, or whatever, you know, the actual point of the discussion is, rather than the emotion that surrounds it, because it's really not directed at you.
True. And
it feels like kind of an unfair burden, you know, one more thing to place on the shoulders of communicators, because we also are dealing with the same stresses, but for our own personal sanity and for the good of our jobs, we really do have to find that extra gear to rise above it all.
Right, right. And I think, you know, as communicators, we're attuned to that. Because, yes, you know, how often are we tasked with even looking at whether a situation or if it's a topic you're covering for someone and really honing in on what the actual story is? You know, a lot of times people will send a lot of words your way and you have to make something out of it. So I think we're pre-trained for it. And I think it's, you know, even though you might not want to be wearing your professional hat all the time, I don't know. I think for most of us, it's just ingrained behavior. But just to kind of step back and, you know, do a little exhale, count to three and think, do I really need to respond in the way I want to? Or, you know, I've found lately, I just, you know, I might start with a response and then think, you know what? I don't have to chime in on everything. I'm good.
Yeah. You know, it's, this is, you know, it's the era of the great clapback, right? So many people go viral for their, you know, wonderful clapbacks at people that are rude to them on social media. And I faced a situation this week where I got some really hateful tweets in response to something I said. Ugh. And for a second, I really, you know, I honestly thought about responding to each individual person respectfully. And then I thought, I'm too tired. I don't want to. And, you know, I don't want to clap back and be funny about it because I'm not trying to go viral for a snarky, you know, attitude. Right. That's really not who I am. You know, right. I feel like loving people is actually my superpower. But I didn't even want to waste that. I thought, you know what, whatever. They needed to say those mean things to me to get some stuff off of their chest. And I'm just going to keep it moving, move right along. I don't even really care.
Yeah, that's smart. That's smart. I found in those particular, and first of all, that's terrible that people are hating on you. I'm going to go look and
Yeah.
I might pile on them for that because that's mature. Anyway, yeah. That's my initial reaction. Forget everything we just said about Rising Above. But no, you know, and in those situations, whether it's online or offline, it's taken me, wisdom and years to just think, things like that, it's like it's like they need the fan of the air to keep feeding their fire. And I think your choice is perfect because it's like, I'm not going to give that to you. I'm not going to give you that satisfaction. I'm just going to let that sit. You get no reaction from me. How does that feel? Go somewhere else. Yeah.
We have too many other things in our lives right now to be concerned about. So it just, it wasn't really worth it. If I see a moment where I actually can add some value and add some value to that interaction with the human being, because I am really conscious that I don't care what hateful, stupid words spew forth from your mouth, you're a human being. And I need to look past your immediate stupidity and remember that you are a human being. And so you may have responded to me like I'm not a real person, but I don't have to do the same in turn. I'm just not going to keep that going. Right. And, Twitter has really become one of my happy places on social media. And again, because, there were years where I'm like, ugh, Twitter, ugh, and I stay away from it. And now, that is the one social media site that I really participate in pretty regularly.
Yeah, you do. You do. And I think it's, I think because it's still, it's a big wide world out there still on Twitter, despite the beating it's taken. But there's still a lot of possibility for connection, which is why I've always liked it. Because you never know, who you're going to meet, what you're going to read that's going to inspire you. Shoot, that's how I found Solo PR Pro. So there we go. I can't abandon Twitter. But also, as we're dealing with this time that we're in, I do check in with myself and, excuse me, if I'm feeling, super serious or very uptight, I've learned to ask myself, have you laughed lately?
Yeah.
Have you sought out whether, a book or a silly TV show, something, a comedy, stand up? You really do need that. And yeah. I think a lot of times we forget. Yes, now more than ever. I always remember, Joan Rivers, her rule was, you have to laugh. You have to laugh about it. No matter how horrific something is, you have to somehow find a way, not in an evil way, but, eventually find your way back to laughter. Because it's more of a saving grace than I think we give it credit for. I think anything that's pleasurable or fun or light, we consider, oh, that's just frivolous. I don't need it. Nah, you do. Yeah. You do.
We need all the frivolity right now. Like we need it all. You have to, because let's face it, we have limited things that we can do outside of our homes. Even in the best and safest of states, there are still limitations. And so we can't count on sort of those, external things that we used to do with just, with complete freedom. That's not the world that we live in. But there are still ways that we can find the joy. And I think it's really important to seek that out every single day in small ways. And I agree with you, the laughter thing, finding a way to laugh every single day, it's therapeutic, and if you laugh hard enough, it counts as an ab exercise.
Even better. And, it doesn't have to be, any huge time commitment either. Just go down the YouTube rabbit hole. You can find something that, whatever is your vein of humor. Yes. Find something out there.
YouTube, classic comedies, think about shows that you used to love, that used to make you, laugh, grab a book, TikTok. There's just so many other outlets you know, make yourself laugh. I'm pretty good at that. Sometimes I cough myself up and I just laugh out loud. The other day I said to my dog, which it's really, I said, you know, Belle, I think that we kind of have a problem because I just remembered that you don't talk. It feels like you don't talk. You don't screw human words, but I feel like she does. And like, this is an issue that, you know, pretty much
she might not.
One limiting that I spend every waking hour with. And in my mind, she is talking to me and she's laughing at my jokes or she is making fun of me.
You know, they may not talk, but they certainly do communicate. Yeah. I had someone say to me, like, you know, when your dog's gone, who are you going to talk to? Like, I don't know. Get another dog. Yeah, we're not thinking about that. He certainly gives me, yeah, I certainly get looks of judgment and he certainly lets me know when he wants things. I know the bedtime bark. I know the feed me bark.
Absolutely.
Oh, they let us know. And then they give us looks of, no. Yeah. Yeah. I call it the hairy eyeball.
It's really, really stupid. Belle will not leave the house with me and she'll wrinkle up her face and just stand there until I do something different. So then I go change the thing that has offended her so much that she can't bother to be seen with me. And then she's like, okay, I'm good now.
That's funny. That is awesome.
Pretty hilarious. And honestly, she saved me one day from going outside of the house without pants. So
she knows she's a good dog. That's a pretty good girl.
And she's definitely a girl dog.
It's like, Mom, you're not wearing pants. Oh, that would be a problem.
Yeah. What is wrong with you? What do I have on that is bothering you so much? Well, it turned out to be you're missing your pants.
But I think too, it's what you said of, you know, watching old things that you remember. I think just in this time, it's a comfort too, right? It not only, you know, makes us laugh, but it's a comfort. I found myself watching things that I thought, oh my goodness, I never thought I'd watch this movie, or I haven't watched this in forever. I mean, caught the last half of Ghostbusters last night. Like, maybe if we cross the streams, the pandemic will go away. No. Okay.
That's what we need right now. We need COVID busters.
That's right.
Gonna call.
I know. Get on it. Get on it. You know, speaking of pop culture, I saw that Grey's Anatomy is going to be having some COVID storylines. I thought, please don't.
I know that they feel like they need to address that. And it would feel weird, honestly, if we were watching a show where people were touching and hugging and being normal. And we're like, so that's weird.
So, yeah, that didn't happen in your world. Yeah, they were even saying, you know, I spied a little article on soap operas, our daytime dramas, about them going back to work and how they are going to have to change how they, how they film and, you know, interactions and things like that, which might be interesting just to see from a nerdy perspective of, oh, I see. It's only a two shot and you don't have people on the floor of the hospital. Okay. But,
I started taking this script writing workshop that is amazing. And it's
awesome.
Yeah. It's so amazing. So that's another tip, do something completely outside of your normal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Will energize you in ways that you wouldn't believe. So the script writing workshop has really actually benefited me in my job. That's not why I took it, but turns out that, delving into any new form of writing can definitely change your game, and it can sharpen your skill set and give you new ways to look at things. But so it's all on Zoom, and it's not just newbies. These are, people in the business and studio.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's really, really good. It's really good. And so as we were in our writer's room this past Saturday, that's what, they were saying is that this is exactly how writer's rooms are happening right now in the COVID world. They're happening.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. And that no show is filming with a live audience. So yeah, everything's different. I mean, and imagine, you know, that's almost the comfort about this particular time period. Normally when we go through tough things in life, it's your tough thing, right? It's you. But this tough thing is every single person that lives on Earth. Cannot speak for Mars, to my knowledge, no COVID there, but every single person on Earth is dealing with this pandemic. And so there is, I mean, I hate to say, you know, the whole misery loves company, because my company doesn't love company. I really, you know, if I'm in a time that's hard, I don't want other people to be sharing that with me. But in this particular instance, it does add a different perspective to it. So you can see it a little bit differently. Like, hey, this is not just happening to me. It's happening to everyone. And I think that has, up until recently, made us a little more compassionate and a little more humane, because we all realize that we're all in this together. Right. I think now, though, we're sort of in the anger phase of it, like where people are losing it.
A little bit. Yeah, just a little bit. Okay. I guess it's better than being in denial. I don't know.
I want them to get to the acceptance part, to be gentle again, because the anger, it's a little off-putting, you guys. I mean,
everyone needs to calm down.
Have a dance party. Put on some music and blast it loud and dance until you fall on the floor. You know? Yeah.
And you know what? It pop on Instagram if D Nice isn't at it, DJ Jazzy Jeff is, or Questlove. They're doing their lives.
Yeah,
different themes
out there that are bumping the jams that you could just, you know, there's art shows online, and I know that probably in some way we're a little tired of our houses, so nature is always available. You know, go on your Google,
go on the Google. We're really fine. We don't need a break at all. We're good.
Type in, you know, day trips from where, you know, whatever state you're in. So if you're in Vermont day trips, you know, you may find a place that you never thought of going, or that you thought was like a way too uncool for you, that would be kind of fun now. And it's within your town, you know, go, you know, look at something through the eyes of a tourist. You know, one day I typed into Google, I'm like, fun things to do with your dog. And I discovered two parks that we'd never been to before. And they were awesome. Super close to my house. And so I felt like, well, how did I miss these parks? And we went, and we've actually been going to one of them a little more regularly. And it was fun. It was like something new. We had never hiked this park before. It was beautiful. It was a really good experience. So yeah, you know, it doesn't have to always involve a screen. If you're kind of over the whole screen thing, you can get yourself out of the house and do things locally. Yeah. But just do it.
You have to find a way to just break things up a little bit. And I'm nowhere near as good as practicing what I'm preaching right now, but you do. I mean, and look around, because a lot of, you know, we've talked about the pivot before. A lot of places are doing the pivot. The minor league baseball season is canceled, but our regional team, the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, they're having events at the ballpark. So they're having a family camp out on two different Fridays. So, you know, again, you're outside, you're spaced apart, so it's pretty safe. And they're, you know, they're showing a movie on their Jumbotron, and you get, you know, some snacks included. So it's just kind of a different way to experience the summer, which is kind of fun. And drive-ins in general are making a comeback, which is kind of cool to see. I think the last drive-in I went to was in Florida. And it had to be in 84, 85 because they were showing Purple Rain.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
That was probably one of the last drive.
That is hilarious.
There are a few around here to the north, but yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, different things to, you know, it's, and that can help, you know, break the monotony as well. Seeking out different things, or like you said, you know, going to those local places that, you know, might be a little too kitschy or uncool, but, you know, just open yourself up to new opportunities. I think that that is helpful too, or seek ways to get involved in your community. But, you know, we've kind of jumped all over the place, which is fine, because, you know, even doing that is helpful. So, you know, is there a friend you haven't called in a while to catch up on, you know, with? And
yes. You know, and I also recommend, because families have been spending so much time together, you know, give yourself a little space. You know, if just you and your husband, your partner, whatever, you live with somebody else, take turns. Even if you drive somewhere and grab some takeout and eat it in your car. And I have seen plenty of people do this. It's just that change of scenery and having just that tiniest bit of a break that can make a huge difference. You know, one of my friends went out for donuts. And so she grabbed, you know, a couple of really good donuts and sat in her car and just enjoyed, you know, 20 minutes of just quiet, being unplugged for a second and having a donut that you really loved. I mean, just it's tiny, tiny little things like that. And, you know, take turns. You know, if you've got kids at home, then happy adults take turns being away from each other. And it's no, you know, if you're one of those people like me and you're red and you don't want to dine in places and you're not there yet, that's okay. Right. Your car can be a complete haven for you when it's just you.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, there is nothing like just taking a nice drive somewhere where, you know, where there's some nice scenery, turn up the music. It's so therapeutic, even without a pandemic, let alone when we have one, you know. So this is the perfect time of year in a way. You know, we're fortunate that we are in the summertime, you know, we're not cooped up during blizzards or anything. So, you know, get out of the house in any way you can. So,
I highly recommend that right now, because that's a great point, Michelle. You know, summer, this weather and this season is not going to last for all of us. And we all know that the fall and winter could be a little, you know, it might be bad. And so I say soak up all the outside time that you could possibly get right now, so that, you know, when the seasons change and maybe, you know, weather stands in the way of us doing some of these things, it'll be a little bit easier.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, we hope this has given you a little bit of a break, and, you know, sometimes just even having this kind of camaraderie of someone, not that, you know, we're all adults, we don't need permission, but sometimes you do kind of need that permission. Yeah. We give you permission to just take a break.
Yeah. You need a little push from somebody who really cares about you. And Michelle and I really do care. So we
do.
Nudged you a little bit and encouraged you and given you some, you know, some inspiration to mix it up and have a good time and laugh and find the joy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we thank you for listening. So if you found value in this time together, please share it, subscribe. And until next time, thanks for joining us on That's All a Life.